Morning, everyone. Everybody stretch. Come on, it's 9:30. Come on. There you go. There you go. Sometimes in Oklahoma, the wind blows to the west. Come on. Sometimes to the east. Sometimes it circles up. Anyways, thank you for coming to this talk. Before I begin, I'd like to recognize my co-authors. They are actually my TAs. They are my left and right hands at the same time, Patrick Curl and James Skidas. I presented a similar talk a year ago in our five-minute rapid, but we decided to present this again because we have another year of data, and we actually made changes to how we present the drive-through lab. As we know, drive-through in restaurants, we go through these lanes because they're quick. We go through it if we're in a hurry, and we don't sit down. We just go through the line and do about our business. So, you know, keeping that model in mind, we developed drive-through labs. So what are drive-through labs? Drive-through labs are 25-minute sessions wherein a small group of students go through various prepared stations. I'm going to talk about stations later on in a soils teaching laboratory. So how did we get started here? Why did we even come up with the idea to do this? Well, I have this course. It's a fairly new course. This semester is just the third year to offer this course. It's called Land Life in the Environment. I actually copied this from John Haviland. He presented about this in our first ever session in 2013. He has a course similar to this, Land and Life in NC State, and they have 500 students. So we copied it. You know, it's R&D, rip and duplicate, right? So now these are students for outside of the College of Ag. This is a Gen Ed, a science course. It doesn't have a chemistry prerequisite, and it's no laboratory. As you would imagine, you know, what are the choices for a student for a science course? You have a 4-credit biology, 5-credit, zoology and chemistry. Why not take a 3-credit course with a cool name, Land, Life, and the Environment? So you're able to, you know, recruit a lot of students. But look at that, 33 unique majors in a class of 74 in the first year. They included just two majors from the College of Ag, Ag Business and Ag Communications. A lot of these are, you know, music majors, German languages majors in a source class, which is, to me, it's awesome. In the second year, well, increase a little bit, but we still have 27 unique majors in there. Out of a class that we opened for 95, we have 93 students in it. And this year, not any better, 100 students, both seats were open. We have 98 students in there, 224 unique majors. As you would imagine, these are students, German languages, music, conducting. This would be students that, you know, could do not have that field in agriculture experience. And oftentimes, if you talk about physics, chemistry, and biology of the soil, they would have difficulty in wrapping their minds around it. So they're also not interested in agriculture or environmental protection. So thinking about, you know, their careers later on, they're really not going to implement, do something about the major decisions about the soil or actually do some practical manipulations of the soil. So, you know, we thought these really are students that could use a hands-on component to facilitate learning. We want them to understand in this course, but not just that, because this might be the only course that they need to take. We want them to appreciate the principles, the key concepts. We want them to value it. You know, they would find value for it in their life and the environment, of course. So we thought, hey, the problem is we don't have a lab session for this class. So we thought originally when we advertise this class, it's supposed to be there's supposed to be no lecture in it. But after looking at the roster, my TAs and myself, you know, we decided we got to do something, and that's where the concept of the drive-through lab was born. So how did we do it? So what we do is imagine this to be a soils lab. We have like four benches in it, and we prepare various stations, one bench, one station. So as the students come in, I go with them from one station to another to do some stuff. So that's basically what we're doing. We move through all stations. How long do we spend in one station? We spend 5 to 9 minutes in each station. And then in a station, we would either demonstrate a process, we would discuss a soil properties using some tangible examples, and we could teach them simple analytical procedures. There's really no intent to make them super duper experts in this one. Like for example, the field method, we would just want them to experience it so that they can appreciate it more, and hopefully they would value that knowledge as they move forward. For each of these stations, we identify key points that we want them to learn out of each station, and we focus on those as we move through the stations. But after the lab, 25-minute lab, we bring them to a next classroom next door, and then we give them a worksheet, some sort of a post-lab quiz, so that they would, you know, we ask them questions about those key questions that, well, we focused on the drive-through labs. So we have four sessions. So essentially, the question is, when do we implement this session? So we sacrifice four lecture sessions, and instead of doing lecture sessions during those times, we do drive-through labs. So the first session, which is after the discussion about soil formation and rise in nomenclature, for example, we have session one. Then we do session two, which is about soil physical properties, color, texture, structure. And then for penetration resistance, we just run out to the lawn outside and demonstrate how we use a penetrometer. And then for session three, again, this is after we cover soil chemistry, talk about the pH, demonstration of soil charge, and the effect of soil texture and CEC. And then session four is about soil water flow, soil fertilizers, and then we look at the solubility of different fertilizers. So again, we don't have lectures during this time. So instead, we allocate the lecture time for drive-through labs. So let me show you some examples of what we do. Of course, the soil texture is under physical properties, and it's a hands-on lab. So our students actually do something. So we show them samples of, you know, what's clay, silt, and sand look like. We let them feel it when it's dry, when it's moist. We let them feel that, hey, clays are actually sticky, silt are actually smooth, sands are actually gritty. And then we show them the various subdivisions within the sand range. Then we teach them how to do, at least show them, let them experience how to make a ribbon. And of course, best way to do that is by letting them, you know, practice with Play-Doh, and they love it. Everybody loves Play-Doh, I do. So you know, mass to go through it several times, and after that, we give them soils of known samples, and as a group, we go through the soil field method of doing, you know, determining soil texture. This is the longest station that we have. It takes us 9 minutes to do this. So we have a long bench with many samples that everybody can just gain that experience. Some stations are very short. For example, the demonstration for soil charge is just a show and tell or demonstration session, and all of us is familiar with this one. We have in a 6-volt battery, when we connect a wire to the positive and negative terminals, we dip, of course, the tip into a slurry, and we show them that, voila, the soils are actually negatively charged. Why is that? Because soils are only attracted to the wire that is connected to the positive terminal of the battery. This actually, you know, gives us a lot of whoa from students, and we love those kind of responses. So we do this, and then, you know, like in anything that we do, we want to make sure that things that we implement in the lab, specifically if they take some time for us to prepare, we want to make sure if they were effective. So we, you know, perform a survey. So in our survey, we ask them some questions. So in each of these questions, we ask them whether their response is yes, they agree, or yes, they strongly agree, or no, they disagree, or no, they strongly disagree. This is the question: did the drive-through labs enhance your understanding? Talk about understanding first. Understanding of key soil science concepts. And this is our data from the first year. 96% of them actually told us that, hey, they agree or strongly agree that the drive-through labs actually enhanced their understanding. That's for year one. And from the feedback that we had from year one, we made adjustments. We initially had just 3 drive-through labs, which were kind of fast and tight the first year. And we thought, hey, we got to spread them to 4 drive-through labs to slow down a little bit, to allow us time to focus on key concepts more. And we did that for the second year, and we noticed that there was an increase in, you know, the number of students that strongly agreed. And, you know, everybody agreed or strongly agreed. That's for understanding. The next question is about appreciation. Again, we want them to value the knowledge that they gained. This only soil science course that they were going to take. So we asked them that, and a good majority of the students in both years told us that they agree and strongly agree that the drive-through labs actually enhance their appreciation of soil science concepts. We ask other questions. Among those questions is this: how many drive-through laboratory sessions would you think is appropriate? We thought we want to ask this question because, again, this is supposed to be a lecture-only class, and we're kind of forcing a laboratory session into it. So we want to, gain feedback from that. And we ask them this: how many do you want? Do you want more than 3? We say less than 3, including 0, close in parenthesis, sorry. And then, or just 3. And, you know, they tell us that, hey, we really want more than 3. So that's, again, another reason why in the first year we had 3. We spread it out to 4 sessions so that a little bit slower in things that we do. Then some written comments. They actually gave us a lot of written comments. Almost all of them were required to give a comment. We said that, hey, we're not going to give that 5-point, you know, bonus if you don't have a comment. You know, just bribery, you know. So, overwhelmingly, they have positive, responses to it. But much of the negative comments tell us, and it just mentions that we just feel rushed. It's just fast. So again, it was one of the reasons why we spread it out to 4 sessions the following year. Here are some of the comments. I find them to be very helpful in grasping certain concepts. because I'm a visual and hands-on learner. Here's another one. It was nice to have hands-on evidence that what we were learning in the lecture actually happened. So what I was yapping in classroom actually happens. And this keeps on coming back. Need a little more time so that we don't feel rushed. So we're still, you know, thinking of how to tweak it so that they would not feel overwhelmed within that 25-minute period. So as we've seen earlier, we have four drive-through labs. We have one chemistry, one physics, and something that's related to soil formation, and the other one is related to soil fertility and water flow. And we thought, you know, for this year, we're going to add one more. I don't know how we're going to squeeze this in, but we want to add something about the effect of residue quality on decomposition rate. And I just copied this from a paper that was published really by Jeff Hattie a few years back. And this would be our setup. We have an airtight Erlenmeyer flask. We have soils in there. We add water, spike up microbial activity. Of course, we have an alkali trap. If there's microbial, you know, activity, oxygen is used up. CO2, of course, is evolved, but CO2 is trapped in the alkali. And when that happens, hey, there's a partial vacuum that happens in it. And when there's a partial vacuum, air would be drawn in. But if the tip of that tubing is in water, it's going to draw water up. So in essence, if we have six different treatments, the higher the decomposition rate, well, the higher the water is drawn up. So it's just easy to show to students that, hey, there's actually an effect of these treatments. So different types of residues and nitrogen addition. So we thought we could do this for another, you know, 6 or 7 minutes to insert in one of those drive-through sessions. My jaw already hurts for talking too fast, but it's all right. What are the take-home points here? One, drive-through labs enhance student understanding and appreciation of soil science concepts. Students don't seem to mind that we implemented laboratory sessions in what was supposed to be a lecture-only class. And with that, I'd like to say thank you.
Is it a semester or a quarter? The length of the class. Are you on semester system or quarter?
Semester.
Okay, so yeah, you might have some capacity to enhance the number of labs if that's what the students are looking for versus a quarter.
We have 44 different lectures, so you know, you still have 39 lectures if you increase it to five.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about that. You know, we're looking at the possibility of inserting it first into the first four, the last one that we're planning. But, you know, we'll see. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, some of the mechanics. So how do you have the students meet in the lab room at the beginning of class, or do you meet in the lecture hall and then walk over to your lab? I mean, how much time does it take just getting people around?
During those days that are designated as drive-through lab days, we actually list them in the syllabus.
Okay.
And then we tell them and remind them in the class and by email that, hey, during these days, you're supposed to go to the soils teaching lab. And then at the beginning of the semester as well, and all of these students cannot be accommodated within, you know, an hour or 25-minute lecture time. So we actually have to use some times, you know, time slots, 25-minute time slots before and after that, and we just do an early survey at the start of the year so that we can schedule them at certain times outside of class hours.
So do you have three lectures a week?
I have three. Structure? Yeah, it's three lectures a week. It's three lectures.
And then we intersperse these sessions in families.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So say after we discuss about soil formation, you know, and formation, we have the soil formation lab. Mm-hmm. So it's just scheduled accordingly.
Do you have each person kind of helping with each to explain to students what's going on? So I guess you have multiple TAs?
I'm actually doing this one with the help of TA, so I do all four different sessions in one afternoon. It's kind of, you know, suck the energy out of you, but there's always like, you know, Red Bull or Dr. Pepper. But I do this. I do 25 minute one session. The TAs, of course, they prepare and organize the setup again after I go through it. That's what they do, and they help me in preparing this the stations. But I do the drive-through sessions themselves.
For the whole class?
Yes. For each group, yeah. Each group, and then another group, and then another group, and then another group.
But so you don't have the stations going on simultaneously. Yeah. It's like snaking in 25 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. We have a small lab, and, you know, we thought that if we have, like, for example, students on a train, that would not work for a small lab.
Well, All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There.